not sure we had the confidence then. I think the only confidence you can get is from winning games. So, you know, people want to talk about getting on a streak, and I knew, you know, people want to talk about that. But you got to play better, and you got to play consistently, and you got to start by winning one game.
What did you learn from the first time against Philly in this offense that can be applied to this time, you think?
I think there's a lot you learn. We, you know, it's the first time anybody's seen their offense, so I think we got some tape on them, and we know they're fast paced. We know they like big strikes, so hopefully we can limit those.
Were you scoreboard watching yesterday?
Was that, I'm sorry?
Scoreboard watching?
I was watching a game. I mean, why not? You know, we got time. You see what they're about, and obviously saw them make some big plays, and obviously they can run the football, and LeSean McCoy is very, very dynamic. So we'll see what the game plan is.
What do you see in him that's kind of dangerous?
Well, he's very patient. I mean, you've seen him have some very good success, obviously, with the 7 touchdowns. He looked poised yesterday, throwing the ball down the field. Looks like the receivers made some plays as well. So I think, you know, we'll have our hands full, but I think we have, you know, we just got to get the game plan together and give it our best shot.
What surprised you about their offense the first time? Did you guys feel unprepared for it? You mentioned nobody had seen
it. Not unprepared at all, no. We let the game, they run up-tempo. They got us on our heels early, and, you know, once you're down a few scores, it's hard to come back in an offense like that because it opens up everything and it takes away our ability to run the ball. So we're definitely going to have to start on a better foot this time.
Have you seen any difference in their play from the first time versus what you've seen up to now?
Different they are?
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, they definitely are going to come out, especially the first quarter, and move the ball very quickly and up-tempo, and then from there they're going to run their offense. And we've seen it's been dynamic, but it's also big play oriented. So hopefully we can limit those.
Are you to the point where you look at the schedule and say, okay, we've still got 4 games versus NFC East team, stuff like that, to work how can we work our way back into the?
You can look at that, but at the end of the day, I mean, we've known for a while we've controlled our destiny. We've looked, you know, starting 0-3 and then winning a few games and looking at all that and saying we have a shot. Well, you have to win a game. You got to win games that you're supposed to win, and you're going to have to win some games that we're not supposed to win at this point.
Most people are calling this a must-win. What do you call this?
It's always a must-win. It was a must-win last week, and it was a must-win the week before, so this is definitely a must-win.
Reed, good to have the time away, though, after a tough one Thursday night, to get a couple extra days.
It's always helpful. I mean, just kind of set our goals for the rest of the season and you know, find out where we're about. It takes a lot. People don't understand how hard it is to play with the same energy when things aren't going well. So I think guys are going to have to look within themselves and come out here and play with some fire.
Hey, Reed, you talked about confidence last year. When did you really feel it shifted? Was it just one win that did it, or did you take a couple wins?
Well, one win gives you confidence. I mean, we felt good coming off of Chicago, and we obviously had our chances last week. But, you know, you start getting on a roll of 2 or 3, and you start looking down the stretch of the season, things start feeling a lot better. But we got to get one win to get that. And obviously against a conference opponent would go a long way.
I was in the Eagles locker room after that first game, and their offense was tired. And they, of course, they won the game. So I'm wondering, in retrospect, how much of a factor was conditioning in that first game, and how does that prepare you?
I don't think it affected necessarily our play. They're tired, we're tired. I mean, you got to be able to weather that first onslaught of moving the ball quickly and up-tempo offense and again, big strikes to be able to compete with them. And other people have done it, so I think we'll be capable as well.
But then, having gone through that going into this game, you have a better sense of what you need and where you need to
be. Well, I think, guys, I mean, obviously that was the first game, and we didn't know what to expect completely. We prepared all summer for it. I don't think the coaches could have done anything else conditioning-wise to prepare you for that. So I think that we've seen what it is on film. We've experienced that with Denver, with some other teams as well. So I don't think that the conditioning aspect should be a big issue.
Hey, Reed, we didn't get a chance to ask you after the game. What happened on the miscommunication with the fake punt?
It was a miscommunication. So, I mean, I'll leave it at that. You know, I'll take that blame. We didn't get the call the way I wanted to everybody. And I thought we had that available, and I shouldn't have called it. So it's my responsibility, and I take the ownership of that.